What are you drinking?
I'm... well, if you must know.
I must know.
I was going to make the Don't Worry, Be Happy tea.
No.
But I exploded your parents' French press.
That's right.
So, it's not that. It's a another tea.
Oh. I thought we were going to have a promotion.
Yeah. I ruined that, and I don't know what this is called.
It's ruined.
It's ruined. And it involves positivity, so that's what I'm drinking. I don't know what
positivity.
Positivity.
Get it?
Not as clever as Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Write them and tell them that right now. All right. So we're here together again. Mm. As we are every week.
As we are every episode. It's the whole gimmick.
One day it'll just be, it's just Macy here today. but no, we're here working.
Working.
On some.
The river.
Working on the river.
I'm so tired. What's happening is delirium.
Yeah, that's what you're hearing right now is more tiredness than two people should ever
have in one room at the same time.
We've been kicking.
We've been.
Ass. No, just is
I
it
know.
Just
shut
just,
up, I'm tired.
We're just opening it for everything
no.
now. Fine. No, fuck it. Let's do it.
It's an error of judgment. So you'll hear that in the background.
Construction noises happening. Yeah, we're right by a window. Let me try for... So I just made it darker and even colder in here for Macy.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Do you want to smack that light?
I do. Might... Smack that.
Okay. We've been here doing... We're getting stuff ready.
What have we not been doing is the real question.
I know it.
I'm so tired.
We've been slinging incense and candles left
packaging.
And right.
Y'all have never seen so much packaging. We've
oh
been
my
packaging.
Gosh. Throwing it together, making labels.
Wrapping
we're getting ready.
Shit in twine.
Hopefully for you guys that are there at the Pagan Pop-Up, coming up like this Sunday, the 13th, hopefully you will enjoy the setup that we've come up with.
We're proud as fuck about it.
Rocking beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It slaps.
It slaps.
And we wanted to talk to you today. I think we both have topics that tie into something that we're going to be offering.
Yes.
We're going to do some shameless self-promotion.
That's what we do.
That's what we do here.
We're amateurs. It's not like we know how to do it elegantly.
It's not like we can do it subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. Subtly.
I was trying to be fancy.
Subtle.
thank
you for proving our point.
Yes. Exhaustion. How should we roll in? How can we roll out of this fog?
Okay, so I'm gonna pile more fog onto this.
Okay.
I am so confused.
Just full stop.
Dude, my topic, surprisingly,
shooketh
me to my core.
What?
Because I'm so confused.
Oh no.
This might be the first episode that everybody's like, no. I don't think you got that right, Mace. And or maybe not, and maybe it's just news to me. But I this morning got up early. It was still dawn, and I got up and I was like, "All right, I'll go take notes." And I got my phone. And I started taking notes. And about an hour into it, I was so confused and turned around and not understanding what was what. And I was just like, God, what? So we'll see how that goes. But I'm talking about cedar, but I'm also talking about juniper. And it's a whole thing.
Oh.
And it's weird.
I'm also talking about a tree.
Great.
Great. It's the episode of Hood.
Hood.
I'm going to be talking about pine.
I like pine.
I like how we announce it every episode, like they didn't read it in the title.
I know, but we've done it for so long now.
Yeah, there's like a million different kinds of pine.
There's a
also,
lot of
so
kind of pine.
That was in our state of like tiredness. It was a little hard to sift through. Wait, now what does this kind of pine do? And only this kind of pine can be used for such and
it's
such.
So, yes.
I tried to group together, like, the common shared threads of it. But, so you are doing cedar slash juniper, apparently?
Yeah.
Because you have your special handcrafted, hand-harvested from Healer's Hollow.
Cedar slash juniper bundles.
Oh, no.
Dude, I don't fucking know.
Is this how deep we're in that, like, we thought it was something for so long and it might just be juniper?
Well, yes and no. It's, dude, it's a fucking mess is what
it is. Well,
let's
get into it. Let's see.
Tell me about pine.
I'll tell you about pine. Jesus, so aggressive. Okay, I'm talking about pine.
I know. I'm so tired.
Listen, I hear myself doing it. I can't help it. and we've more to do yet.
Oh my god.
So, I'm talking about pine.
I had no clue.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. But before we go any further.
Yeah.
And before we forget to keep our format and not do it halfway through like we've done in the past.
It's amazing we do anything right.
I'm waiting for the day where we just at the end, like, by the way, this episode was sponsored by... Mm-hmm.
Like a later recording, like done in post. Yeah.
And it just sounds totally different. By the way, guys, it's only one of our voices because we're not together.
Susan Fair.
Her name was Susan Fair.
I wonder if anybody else picked up on that.
I hope so. If you guys... That was early
that
on.
That was way early on. That was the book review for American Witches. Mm-hmm. I was talking and talking and talking, and I was so excited about American Witches that I forgot to say Susan Fair, the author's name. And so later in post, we had to, like, pop it in. But we didn't match the sound, or I didn't, because I recorded it. And it's like, so she wrote a book!
Her name is Susan Fair. And it's about this! It's just such a disconnect.
It's horrible.
But, so, like, that'll happen sometimes, and I'm sure you guys catch it, because if we're ever one of us talking for an extended period of time without the other one, at least, you know, making a noise, like, you know, going, in the background, like, it's pretty certain that we're alone.
We forgot something crucial.
So, anytime we have to drop something in, that's our little thing, is her name was Susan Fair.
Susan Fair.
So, today's episode is brought to you by... Our Patreon shout out segment. I forgot what we're supposed to say. We don't say sponsored by. We're not
brought
PBS.
To you by.
Janessa.
Sweet Janessa.
What are you doing? Why am I not picking
Sweet
up?
Sweet Melissa. What is that song? I know nothing
wait,
else.
Hold on, wait.
Other than Sweet Melissa. I don't know who does it.
Sweet Caroline?
I can just hear Sweet Melissa. In that way, Sweet Melissa.
Melissa.
Oh.
Sounds very jazzy.
I think it's real.
We'll go with it. If it's not real, you guys, if y'all can't peg what Macy is singing, if somebody
can't
tell
either.
Us what Sweet Melissa slash Sweet Janessa might be, we'll write a song.
We'll make it.
So thank you very much, Janessa.
Janessa.
In talking about pine, there's a lot. There's a lot going on with this boy. So the pine tree has its bark, its needles, and pine cones. Mm. There's a lot with pine cones.
There's a lot with pine cones.
There's a, it's kind of like acorns. They have their own special whole section of the world going on. So I'm going to save that pine cone talk for another day.
A whole other thing.
So we're talking about pine as in its wood and its needles.
Mm.
Needles. Not a great...
Needle.
So the pine's element is air.
I believe it.
Yeah, sounds right. The planet is Mars that it is associated with, which seems real beefy for a little pine tree.
I kind of get it, though.
I just think Mars is, like, real, like,
but, like, they're
virile.
Super fucking... They spread like weeds.
Yeah.
And they grow in, like... No time.
Yeah.
So I could, they're kind of like a domination type tree.
They're just aliens. And then the gender is masculine that it's associated with. And
they're virile.
They are virile. It's a virile war planet tree.
Oh.
War planet, war god. I'm tired.
If we ever had an episode that we needed a disclaimer of don't listen, it's this one.
Here. let's do a disclaimer and we'll drop it up front. Mm. Hi, guys.
We're tired.
Don't listen. Okay, so the word pine tree comes from the Latin pinus.
You're goddamn right it does.
P-I-N-U-S.
Pinus.
I'm assuming, because it looks...
It's just a little pinus.
Like pinus.
Oh, look at that pinus.
So, I'm not going to even call it the pine tree the rest. It's the pinus.
Pinus.
And there are a ton of pine trees. There's 100, in fact, 126 that are known and accounted for.
All I want to do is say it like Mr. Garrison, so it's like, pinus. Pinus.
Oh, no. And they're bad bitches, all of them, every 126 of them, because they've adapted to live in some of the most extreme conditions.
They will fucking live anywhere.
In anywhere. Now, they do prefer sun, which is why they grow so very tall. They're trying to get out there to that sun. But they'll grow in, like, a cave with no water on the sun.
I have a very competitive forest. And it's old and it's established and there's not much sunshine anymore mm-hmm. because the canopy is so thick and so dense. Thick. And even so, in the middle of the goddamn woods, surrounded by brambles and anything else, there will be little 3-foot tall pine saplings. Yeah, and ready? In 4 years, it will be as tall as the other trees. Yeah. They're incredible.
They are survivors. And their whole vibe, their whole lunar vibe is about surviving. But they've adapted to live in extreme cold, extreme hot, and then some of them in areas where forest fires are frequent, they've actually evolved to rely on those forest fires. So they're not just like burning down and then hopefully it grows back up. Like as they are burnt, they're like, this is part of the process. And they're like the first thing to shoot back up. And they typically have very, very long lives, which was new to me because I always thought, because around here, pine trees kind of... They're the first to go.
Yeah.
If you need to clear a forest.
I think, yeah. I mean, because the difference is, you know, you could have a 2-foot thick, and that's big for a pine, but let's just say, for example, a 2-foot thick pine and a 2-foot thick oak.
Yeah.
It took 30 years for that pine to get that thick. And for the oak, it took, you know, I mean, that it was 80 years per every, on average, 2 feet of diameter. You know, and I think that's a lot of the reason, you know, and that's like not exact, but pines grow so much faster than so many other trees. So they are seen as a bit more expendable.
Mm-hmm. They're very replenishable. Yeah. They're very, people don't feel, I guess, as bad cutting them down is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So for me, a pine was just like, oh, they come and I guess they're just over. But they have very long lives, upwards, up to 1,000 years, actually.
It's an old ass pine.
An old ass pine, which I can't imagine.
A tree that old. I just want to like make a pallet next to it and sleep by it.
And just talk to it. Well, yeah. Oh, you know what? That's an interesting point. Come, stay tuned. If you're still listening, stay tuned. And they do grow to be super fucking tall.
Very tall.
100 feet in some cases.
Big boys.
Just gigantic. I'm looking at one in the reflection of the computer screen and it's pencil thin, but it's as big as a skyscraper.
Yeah, they're huge.
So they do shoot up like weeds. So there's a tree that is actually one of the world's oldest living organisms at about 4,600 years old, named Methuselah. And it's a pine tree.
Love that.
Found in the White Mountains of California.
Cool.
And I would love to go visit old Methuselah.
I want to bring it something.
Yeah. I'm really here. I know that to you, you don't, the way you experience the world, you don't even know I'm here.
You're going to blink and I'm going to be dead. So.
It's like some weird amoeba that only has like a 5-second lifespan. Mm-hmm. Just, it brought me a piece of cake.
That's what it sees as us.
They are widely used to, like I said, they're going to be the first to go, but they're also the easiest for farms to grow in the use of making furniture. So we see a lot of pine furniture.
A lot of pine.
Knotty pine furniture is some of my, I don't know, it makes me feel so woodsy, more so just because that, like, that knotted look that it has.
Yeah.
So rustic. Anytime somebody has, like, a knotted pine, I'm like, yeah, just fill one with the earth. Also, something that's very interesting about the pine that I never thought about before is it has this almost total lack of branches until you get to its top.
Yeah.
Which makes it wonderful for chopping down. You can make a firewood out of it really easily. It's super, super easy because other trees, you knock one down, you got 500 limbs to deal with. Mm-hmm. But a pine, it's like a prefabbed little thing for you.
Yeah.
You know?
I love the pine. So we have a pine by the house. We have several pines by the house in like this weird random little pine grove. Mm. But there's one off by itself, like by where the chicken coop is.
Aww.
And it has never had to compete that much. It is thick and wide. Chonky. It's a chonky boy.
It's a chonky tree.
Yeah. And I love it. It's my favorite pine on the property because it just like is huge and it looks like a tree. Just not a, like a little
fatty tree.
Yeah, it is.
He must be super old then.
Maybe.
Huh. Who knows? Maybe it's Methuselah. Okay. And then, of course, the resin that you get from the pine trees is a huge part in the creation of turpentine.
It has limonene in it sometimes.
It does got those little terpenes.
Terpenes.
The Druids called the pine one of their seven chieftain trees.
Oh, I like that.
And there's a reason for that. I get the same reason that you want to post up next to it and talk to it all day. I'll get there. The pine tree is the only tree that is said to draw from the all of the elements.
Oh, cool.
So it's strongly associated with winter and the Yule time because it is evergreen. And I believe all 126 varieties are evergreen. So it lends its hand to money and prosperity spells and works that hold the intention of flourishing through tough times. So it's great for anybody who wants a little extra help getting through the winter.
Mm, nice.
In many practices, such as hoodoo, pine is a cleanser of the soul. Not only can you bathe in it to cleanse yourself, but the wood can be burned to remove spirits from a home. Now, in my notes, because I was tired, I guess I just stopped writing and I wrote removed spirits from a hoe.
I love that.
So there you go.
You never know when you need that.
From thedruidgarden.com, it says, in the Book of Sacred Magic by Abramlin, the mage.
Okay.
Okay. A 15th century magic manuscript. He describes the ideal place for magic to happen, what he apparently calls the operation.
Oh, shit.
And in this, he gives many details, many of them including that the floor should be made of white pine and swept clean. So the place that you do your magic, where the magic happens, it should have a pine floor and always be swept clean. Mm. It also says here that he does not specify why the floor should be made of white pine, but given some of the lore associated with it, you can kind of infer that it's because of the purifying and protective nature of the tree. But apparently, Abramlin the mage thinks that all floors should be white pine.
White pine and swept clean.
And swept clean all the time if you want to do magic. We see a lot of pine in house decor moving towards the colder part of the year. So a lot of people make wreaths out of pine. Mm. Pine cones are a big one.
They're everywhere.
All over hearths and whatnot. And that's mostly because it's super abundant. In the places that it does grow, it's super abundant.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
We can walk outside right now and make a wreath.
Oh, yeah.
410. You want to make 400 wreaths for the booth?
400 wreaths. We'll just add that to the list of the other hundreds of things we have
to do. We'll squeeze that in before it happens. So not only is that because it's super abundant, but this is a place where pagan tradition has once again rooted itself into a little thing that we still do today. Back in the day, y'all, placing pine around your home was said to ward off sickness and bring in the spirit of thriving and prosperity and doing well through winter because it's that evergreen. Also, again, that protection, magic making ability.
Okay.
So that's some kind of stuff that you would want in your house at this time. You want to know that you're going to flourish and prosper, not only make it through the winter, but do so happily and do so comfortably and be protected from a lot of the little bad spirits that come out in the dark time or have an easier time around the Yule area. Mm-hmm. They have a hard, easier time kind of poking through. So this is an upped time for protection. And in some ancient lore, decorating a pine tree would ensure the return of the light.
That's good to ensure.
Which just seems like one of those super, super old pagan things. Mm-hmm. We're just like, we got to decorate this tree or the light's it's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So decorate that pine tree and bring back the light. Also tied into that Christmas tree tradition that we have, you know, today. Burning pine and even the needles carries the effect of warming the home. And this one actually was very interesting to me because it's not just like for no reason. This is a thing they do. Pine burns very hot.
It does burn hot.
Yeah.
Hot and fast.
Hot and fast. And so people get to think like, oh, wow, this magical wood, it has a property of warming the home, which of course it does because it's burning so goddamn hot. But before there was a way to judge that, I guess they were just like, there's something special.
Yeah, this is extra hot wood.
That's a shirt. Pine is good for businesses. It encourages the year-round prosperity. I've seen many pine cones next to registers. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about this. I saw a lot about pine being really good for businesses and bringing in that wealth and abundance. Again, we talked about pine's good for money matters and money magic and things. But once you know little things like that, you'll start seeing it.
You pick up on it, yeah.
And I have seen so many like pine cones or like pine needles and like a cute little, like in a jar or something. Somebody's put like some fairy lights and pine needles in a jar and a pine cone, like next to their shop register. And it just kind of opens your eyes to like, there's more people mm-hmm. kind of trying to do this.
They're looking into this.
And it's a good thing to see. Warms the heart. Medically, pine resin is used by some animal care providers to lower swelling, kill parasites, and soothe bruises.
Oh.
Because it does carry slightly antibacterial as well as anti-inflammatory properties.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it helps kind of bring those little bruises down. In humans, consult our disclaimer and your doctor before ever ingesting anything. Just anything.
Anything ever.
In humans, I've heard that it is helpful for the healing of mucous membranes.
Important.
So think your respiratory tract, sinus problems, kidney and bladder troubles. I read it was really good for.
Yeah, so far pine is hilariously similar to my dog.
Are you serious? I love it. Pine has the ability to leach nasty things out. So not only when it gets kind of close to these mucousy membranes, it can kind of help to draw nasty infection and debris out, but also for wounds and things that you would put pine shavings. I read before it was really frowned upon to just stick dirt,
mm-hmm.
But like the sap of the pine, maybe some pine needles or even like a poultice,
yeah,
they would use on wounds because it would actually draw out infections,
mm-hmm.
As well as anything that had worked its way up in there, like grimy little debris parts. So not only does it leach crap out of our bodies in a very physical sense, but it has the power to leach out the baddies that that carry over into the metaphysical as well. Before we knew more about why we did it, people with tuberculosis were encouraged to walk in pine forests where available. That was just a thing they said. When TB was floating around, they were just like, if you have, go walk in a pine forest.
I love that was basically all you had.
Yeah.
Either move across the country.
Go to California.
Clean air. And then walk in a pine forest. And may God have mercy on your soul.
And like, don't wash your hands. Don't like avoid the sick. Just walk in a pine forest.
Walk in a pine forest. Breathe in those sweet terpenes.
But see, even then, there's an element that they kind of knew.
Something happened.
Like, maybe there were more people who kicked it who lived close to a pine forest. Like,
possibly.
Maybe there's like some small little nugget that made mm-hmm. them go, okay, let's do this. Also, people would burn it for kind of like yerba santa. Like,
yeah, respiratory shit.
Respiratory shit. It helps to get it out. Now, it's not going to heal necessarily, but it's all about that leeching power. So if you need to hack up some junk in your lungs, try some pine after you talk to your doctor.
Ask your doctor about pine.
If pine is right for you. The power to leach out. Okay, so the power to leach things out of our bodies and our mucous membranes also comes to the metaphysical world in the form of bad spirits. So simply having pine around, and this is the wood, the bark, the needles, even the pine cones, it's going to draw evil away, evil and unwanted spirits. Because not all unwanted spirits are evil. So sometimes you don't want them kicking around. Maybe they're like kind of a dick to you, mm-hmm. trying to steal your shit if you're misplacing things a lot. Little tricksters, things
little
like that.
Brownies and shit.
It's just kind of there and they're unwanted. Get some pine. Just having it around can help pull them out of the thing that they have attached themselves to. So if you have like a beloved piece of jewelry that you feel is not evil, not
but
crazy
it's got
evil,
little
but there's a little something to it. You could put it in like a bed of pine needles for a couple of days, or set it on.
Go
like,
hang it on.
Go
a big
hang
ass
it on
pine
a tree.
Tree.
That's probably the best option instead of bringing it in. Go set it outside and let it kind of vacuum it out and be like, you can't stay here. Outside of the medical properties that you can use it for, it and the spiritual protection, there's this thing that has been said about pines, and this is really, like, super, super, super cool to me. It's said that when no other trees wish to talk, the pine will always communicate.
I've heard that before.
Really?
I've heard it's because they're younger and they're like, for instance, like if you
like talk, a young soul.
Yeah, yeah. If you talk and deal with trees, typically like the more wise, or not even if wise isn't even the correct word, but the more
old, stately, regal, yeah,
yeah, are your older hardwood.
I'm immediately thinking oak. Like
that. Yeah. Yeah, they're a bit more redwood. Exclusive.
Yeah,
but generally pines are more accepting and ready to, willing to talk to and chat give to you. And yeah.
And I think that's why the druids included it in their like seven, you know, that they had. And it's interesting. It's interesting to me how that kind of stuff works, because I think that rebirth is something I think that I believe in to some extent. I don't know. So I wonder if that's like your first run. One of your first runs is like you're a pine tree.
You're a pine tree.
And you are easy to grow. You're hard to kill. You'll probably last and get a little bit of world experience. You're real chatty. And then maybe in a couple hundred lifetimes, you get to come back as like that redwood that's going to turn its nose up to everybody. I feel like a redwood's going to be real snooty.
I've lived a long
Listen
time.
Here, witches. It's in this willingness to communicate that's made the pine a go-to for connecting with the dead. It's a go-to, much like copal, I believe. You know, you want to light that up. And sandalwood also to communicate with the dead. So that, along with its protective properties, is why I chose pine to put into my ancestor anointing oil. Because I think it's great to open ourselves up to communicating with spirits. But to do so smartly.
Yes.
And to not just be like, hey, I'm going to, all the spirits around
come
me.
Come right in.
Come talk my to house me.
And stay here and as long as you want.
I want to talk to anyone dead, I'll talk to you. But it's cool that it's kind of smart, you know, how a lot of these things turn out to be. It, not only does it leach out these unwanted to kind of nasty spirits, but it has that protection property. So not only is it pulling it out, but it's like saying, okay, you're out. Now you gotta leave. So that brings me comfort, because I'm the kind of person who's like, well, once it leeches it out, where is it's just gonna go into another item. It's gonna come into my soul and I'm gonna get possessed. So it's cool that it has that protection of a, it's the bouncer.
Great.
How's that?
It's salt and sage.
Witchness protection.
The witchness protection.
That's what it is. Oh, God. Tell me about cedar. I'm excited to see this juniper crossover and also how it's apparently super close to pine.
I'm not excited to talk about it because I think it's all wrong. Let's find out. Okay, so here's the thing.
Let's find out.
Here's the deal with cedar, okay? So I was researching cedar and I was like, let's look into this. And I kept reading. First of all, there's a lot of very conflicting information about cedar. I'm going to make that very clear right now.
Okay.
So.
Listen. I tried. Here's what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear you. It's not all my fault, okay?
So defensive already.
I don't feel confident about this, if you can't tell. So. I was reading about cedar and it was like, well, yeah, cedar, yeah, native to the Himalayas and the Mediterranean and shit like that. And I was like, okay, cool. What about the other cedars? What about all the other cedars all over the place? You know, and I couldn't find anything. So let me just start with that and we'll get there, okay? So the cedar, the true cedar, the real cedar, the OG cedar, Himalayan cedar, Mediterranean cedar, those cedars.
Okay.
Cusco's poison. Those are evergreen coniferous trees. They have cones. Okay.
Yes.
Important to note. Important distinction.
Carnivorous trees.
They're so carnivorous. Love it. And they can be big boys.
Yeah.
So the Himalayan tree, or the Himalayan cedar, also the Atlas cedar, which is badass.
Oh, that's badass.
Is a fucking giant. Can get up to 250 feet tall.
Oh.
I mean, thick boy.
Jeez.
And then there is the one that grows in the Mediterranean area of, I'll get to that later. Anyway, that's, I have it written down. That is the Lebanon cedar.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We'll get to that. Those are the OG cedars. Okay.
Cool.
In that regard, in the U.S., if you look up cedars in the U.S., you get like, or North America, you get a whole fucking list of these bunch of trees.
Yeah.
And you start looking at them. They're fucking junipers. They're junipers, but they're like called cedar. It's so confusing. So for instance, the cedar mm-hmm. that I harvested, mm-hmm. red cedar that mm-hmm. everybody calls red cedar, mm-hmm. is goddamn juniper.
Hmm.
And it's like the sign, it is a juniper, it's a variation of juniper. It has the berries on it. It's got yeah. the little blue guys on there, blue balls, honestly. Yeah. And
honestly,
just want to make that clear and then I'll get into it. But okay. it's very strange. In North America, there really aren't any native cedar trees.
Hmm. So not in the same way that we have our OG
yeah.
cedar trees.
Yeah. Like okay. it's the trees that we have that we call cedars
okay.
are not actually classified scientifically as cedars.
So it's a nomenclature kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. So for instance, red cedar, mm-hmm. which is what grows all around here. It's mm-hmm. what the Native Americans used and incorporated so much into mm-hmm. their medical uses mm-hmm. and things. It's juniper.
Okay.
So that's the thing okay. that's very confusing, and I'm like 99% sure of that, but it's also so confusing and new to me right. that I could be fucking wrong.
So we're basically saying you're talking about what we over here in the northern U.S.
What we call in the south, yeah, cedars is actually juniper.
Many parts of the world may refer to as juniper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the cedar that we're familiar with, and it grows juniper. All the way from Maine to the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, it's all over. And there are other types in North America. The red cedar, or the eastern red cedar, is actually Juniperus virginiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is actually what I harvested.
Okay.
In the bundles. So still technically red cedar, but not at all technically cedar.
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
Known in layman's terms, it's the eastern red cedar.
Yes.
Very officially, it's the Juniperus virginiana.
Yeah. Viania.
It's the Viania and the peanut tree. That's what we've done this episode.
We're not children.
We got together and we were like, can we do pee-pee trees?
They're, as people, many people know, most people know, and just like pine, they're evergreen trees
yeah.
with highly aromatic, vibrant redwood.
Yes.
So, I mean, the wood, the smell of cedar.
Yeah.
Or juniper.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
If you're attending the Pagan Pop-Up Volume 2 this Sunday, we're actually going to have decorations
made
on our table
cedar.
Made of cedar.
Give them a whiff.
If you've never whiffed cedar, come by and do it.
Mm.
Please don't actually pick up our displays and smell them.
I will be very upset.
They'll just shed dirt everywhere.
And along with that aroma,
mm.
there's a lot of resin. So, I mean, cedar is a sappy, sticky
yes.
boy. Gets everywhere.
If you burn it, it just kind of does that thing where
it gets in your lungs
melts. And, yeah.
It's great.
I mean, it smells great.
So the origin of cedar comes from, the two species that I was talking about earlier. So the deodar, meaning timber of the gods in Sanskrit.
Oh, my God.
And that is the Atlas cedar that's native to the Western Himalayas. And then, yeah, the Lebanon cedar, native to the Mediterranean regions of Turkey, Syria, and Lebanon.
Mm.
And those are your two OG cedars, like in the cedar family,
okay.
legit.
So they're the
cedars.
Ones that are kind of snotty about, yeah. like, we're actually
they're not
cedars.
The poser cedars.
Right.
You know.
Not like those American cedars.
Yeah, just making shit up.
Yeah.
So, cedar, or juniper, by yeah. nature.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the thing, too, because juniper and cedar, the properties of the wood and everything, it's the goddamn same.
So what do we call juniper? What is it that we
juniper.
Call juniper?
It's just also juniper. It's juniper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I know. That's what I mean. Dude, and I was just so exhausted, and I had like a cup of and I was sitting out on the porch this morning just like, what? I wanted to cry. I just don't get it. So, cedar and juniper, by nature. Decay resistant, water resistant,
mm-hmm.
insect resistant.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously humans picked up on that a long, long time ago
yeah.
and were like, this shit's special.
Yeah.
We can use this shit. So it's been used by people.
It's been.
There it is. Nice.
Took me a minute to get there.
That's all right.
I
you got
feel
there.
Proud.
I'm glad. Feeling chuffed.
Yes. that was also, I just want to say, the most lackluster it's been that's
it
ever
has,
been
yeah,
on this show.
That's okay. The effort was there. So it's been used by
it's been.
For thousands of years for everything from ships
oh.
to sarcophagi.
Oh.
Mm.
cool.
I'm sure it's exactly what Osiris built for his brother.
That's what Set shoved him into.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Set did it to Osiris.
Shoved him down the river.
Mm-hmm. Native Americans would build their canoes out of it. I mean, even down to shingles.
Air mattress.
Yes.
Because it's too late to scrap this entire thing. This is a comedy of errors. All right, guys. There's now domestic noises happening in the background.
A deflating air mattress.
Which is
screaming.
It's just the loudest thing that could be happening right now.
Oh. It sounds like the world's suckiest vacuum. Just, just with everything it's got.
It's like a vacuum that's been like smoking for 40 years and is like really over
it. You really need to clean the rollers out because it's just wheezing at this point.
Yeah, hacking. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it just all it's trying to do is put in its 8 hours and go home.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Basically every vacuum I've ever had against the corgis, they all fold. they all cave. Gizzy will not be beaten by a vacuum.
She laughs at a vacuum.
She does laugh at a vacuum. And it's her alone. Dinah sheds, but like Gizzy
like sheds.
I've never seen anything like it.
The rate that she must grow fur she's to replace enigma. The fur.
That's why she's so fucking lazy. She spends all of her energy growing fur.
Her body all the time is just like, grow more! Is this fucking mattress empty yet?
It's eternal is what it is. It's ripped open a vortex.
I don't know how much of that we left, but y'all, it's been 45
minutes.
It's
been!
God, get it!
Wow.
There we go. And we're back.
And we're back in.
Okay. Let's hit it.
Okay, let me find where I was in here. I started making excuses right out of the bat, and so it took all my notes out of order. Okay. Native Americans, and yes. There are multiple people who actually commented this on the smudge bundle pictures. Native Americans have a very rich history with cedar. Mm-hmm. And it was regarded by many tribes as sacred. Mm. And again, this is the North American juniper cedar. Mm. And the pronunciation that I read for this is pronounced Meskwaki. Believed their ancestors lived in the trees, and when the wind blew, it was their voices whispering.
Whoa.
Isn't that nice?
That gave me chills.
That's nice. The Lakota tribe, which was, I don't want to say like a division, but I can't think of a different word, of the Sioux Nation, they would burn cedar leaves in ceremony for the Thunderbird.
Oh.
Because it's believed that the Thunderbird likes the smell and will not strike the red cedar with lightning.
Oh.
Yeah, and the Thunderbird's a badass. So
I just want to meet the Thunderbird.
Whatever the Thunderbird likes, I'm all for it.
The Thunderbird wears a leather jacket for sure.
It's a fucking trendsetter.
It's cool.
The Lakota tribe would also burn flat cedar to attract good spirits, clear away negative energy, and purify, as well as be burned during prayer.
Oh.
So it had that high sacred level to it. The Hopi had a birth ritual to where newborns would be washed in cedar tea, both to purify spiritually as well as literally.
Yeah.
Because the red cedar has the antifungal, antibacterial, antiviral, as well as antioxidant property.
You just dip that baby into my pot.
Just pop it right in.
It is clean.
It was used, cedar in the Native American, like medicinal use was used to treat everything, everything ever. I mean, honestly, from fevers, colds, boils, kidney problems, menstrual problems, skin issues, arthritis, tuberculosis.
Fairy shot?
Everything.
Elf shot?
Fairy shot. That honestly would be worse. They would be bigger dicks about it.
Fairy shot would just kill you.
You're dead.
Yeah.
You're gone.
They're not trying to laugh about it.
You're dead and then also trapped in a realm in between two worlds
just
forever.
Just confused for the end of your time.
For eternity.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Shouldn't have eaten their food.
No.
How they get you.
No.
Don't drink their drink.
No. Don't drink their drink.
Don't drink their drink.
Realizing I might just be part fairy because, you know, if somebody eats my food, I banish you to another realm as well. That's what happens.
So, it is said that chemicals,
it is known,
properties in the cedar tree, the juniper tree, can stimulate uterine contractions.
Oh!
Yeah, so if you are pregnant, pregananant, pregant.
Pregante.
You don't need to breathe it in, drink it, do anything with it, be much around it.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even look, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Juniper tea.
Uh-huh.
Is very common and ancient. However, it's important to note. So I did see this, and I want to point this out, like everything else that we do. So be careful. First
more,
of all.
More excuses.
Yeah, more excuses. I'm full of excuses today.
Just excuses and disclaimers all day long.
Basically. Juniper tea has been around for a very long time, and a lot of people drink juniper tea, cedar tea, with the little the leaves and whatnot.
Yeah.
However, I did see that it's very important to know, and this is like when you consume a lot, like every day you're slamming. Mm. There is a property in it that is a neurotoxin. You can fuck yourself up. So, I mean, you can't be drinking pitchers of it every day. And I'm going to tell you to look up it before you even do it, because...
Look up it.
Look up it. Because, don't listen to us. Again, one, now we're exhausted on top of our usual level of stupidity.
Oh, my.
So, don't trust this. Look it up yourself.
This However, is a nothing episode.
But people do drink juniper tea.
Well, I mean, there's... You know, I mean, you can make your own, like, gin and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. Gin is based in juniper.
It's not like we don't consume juniper already. Just
don't make it your new water.
Don't fistful it at your new water. Juniper water, though. I mean, that sounds kind of nice.
I can get behind it.
I'll do it.
So it can cause problems if you drink too much. Don't do that.
Okay.
The similarities of juniper and cedar are... The list is just, like, the whole list. They're so similar in their properties. And again, so the trees that we identify as cedar, especially in North America, the southern United States, things like that, we see a red cedar, it's a goddamn juniper.
Mm.
It's, what was it, Juniperus virginiana?
Virginius.
Yes. It is important to note that while they are super helpful and medicinal and have all of these things, they're not without fault. Mm. Because people do, it's pretty common to have allergies to juniper and cedar.
Yeah.
Cedar for sure.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah, you'll get rashes and shit like that. And as well, when they pollinate, so they do, and you know, produce a lot of pollen, and that can fuck people up. But inhalation from the wood, oils, or resin can also irritate people if they have an allergy to cedar. Important to note. It has long been said that drinking a cup of cedar or juniper, when you feel a cold coming on, will keep it at bay. It'll kind of give you a little
boost. Well, I feel like there's probably a lot of, isn't there a lot of vitamin C in juniper?
There's a lot of vitamin C in green leafy things like that. So I'd believe it. And for centuries, it has been, it has shined as a powerhouse.
Oh.
Natural remedy to potentially stop brewing kidney and bladder infections.
Mm.
Which makes sense. It has that antibacterial type property and things like that. And so, you know, running that through your urinary tract can help. As someone with kidney disease, if you have a kidney infection, don't just think you can treat it with only drinking that. But
if you're, like, on a camping trip...
If you feel like one might be coming on, it's very possible you can nip it in the bud before it gets too bad.
Or at least alleviate it a little bit till you can
until
get your
you can
ass
do
to a
something
doctor.
About it. Yeah. So do you want to, you know, I have many times stopped a kidney infection I felt coming on and I was able to do it naturally. Mm-hmm. However, when it crosses that threshold...
It gets to a point where no amount of cranberry or pine or juniper
Azo,
or anything
like that.
Is going to work.
Yeah. And I'm all about... taking the minimal amount of antibiotics as you can, because that's a whole scary thing.
Yeah, but
sometimes you gotta, so just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Like, just wanted to put that out there. Great. This is a great way to end something that I've already said. So I pulled this. My first line was my last line. No true cedar species live in North America.
Full stop.
Again, we call it juniper.
Oh, no.
So there's that.
There's that. You know, I saw that about the pollen with the pine as well, that some people have some pollen issues with pine. But I also saw that the pollen from the pine tree was at some points taken and smeared all over people because of its... It does carry very strong medicinal properties. Mm. And they'd, like, make tea out of it and, like, put it on you and stuff. And I'm just like, what if you're allergic to it?
It sucks to
and
be
they
you.
They just put a paste of pollen onto your body. Oh, man.
So that's that.
So that's that.
So enjoy the juniper bundles that you're going to buy that say cedar on them.
But they are cedar because we
but
don't
But they are
have
red cedar.
So they're cedar.
They're cedar. So Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at me. What are we doing this coming weekend?
Well.
We might look like a couple of wretches up on that knows? Stage on Sunday.
But so this upcoming, as you're listening to this on Wednesday, we've probably got our noses into finishing up the last bit of our booth, which I don't want our exhaustedness to come off as...
failure?
As being not excited.
No, we're so excited.
And we're very excited. And we're so excited to see you guys out there. And there's several people who say they're going to come out and make the trip.
I'm excited.
I just... we've really worked hard on it.
We've worked our
and
asses
I hope
off.
That shows, you know. And then, of course, we have our show on Sunday. We're going to be going on at 2 o'clock. Mm. So we'll be on stage talking at you. We're going to talk about some conversational.
It'll be very loose. We're instead of doing our normal like topic type situation, we're going to kind of be playing off the day and the meaning of it.
Yes. So join us out there for that. And also, we're going to have our stuff there. I know we already talked about our cedar bundles or juniper bundles and the ancestor anointing oil. But what else do we got?
We are going to have the astral autumn incense for your meditating needs.
We've got the winter witch candle.
Oh, yeah.
That was winter, but like my sinuses are
shit. We will have the don't worry, pee happy tea.
And we will also have the I put a spell on you soap.
It's there.
That was smell.
Yeah.
But again, my sinuses.
Smell.
Small.
Drink some milk.
Ew. Ew. And that is all going down this Sunday at the Armadillo L Works in Denton.
Nailed it. Dude. You got it so good.
Did I sound confident?
You sounded so confident.
We also, if you've not seen us publishing it over on our socials, we have... a giveaway.
A banging giveaway.
A really dope ass giveaway.
Lit.
Fam.
Yeet.
Dab.
Ew.
Lit. We said lit.
Yeah.
Shit.
We're running out of new fake words to use.
RIP in the chat.
Ice.
Is that a thing? Is that real? Am I just lost?
I meant to say icy because like diamonds. But I just said ice.
Ice! It's okay. I said floss, and that's from a solid 4 years ago. So the giveaway is going to only be for those in the DFW area.
If you live in Houston and you know that you're free and you want to make that drive, and you know for a fact you can, you too. But it's the main thing is it's just do not enter unless... you know for sure you
can be
it.
In the
because
DFW area.
Because this is a spot that is being given away instead of, you know, it's just, don't want it to go to waste.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is the name of it?
So again? This is the Bewitched All Hallows Retreat, hosted by Moonlight's Apothecary and Dynamite Dames Photography Studio.
That's right.
Yeah. And it will be a, they have very generously given away a mini package. Mm-hmm. So it is an all-day affair from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday the 26th.
Macy and I will be attending as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll get to hang out and do some ritual that will be involved. Mm-hmm. Food will be
catered.
Supplied.
Yeah.
Supplied, made.
Yeah, yeah.
There, food will be there.
And it'll be like autumn-inspired is what it says. I'm very excited about that.
And did y'all hear that this was going to be in a 1920s Victorian home?
I'm going to lose it. Very special. So we're very excited about it. This is something Charlie and me have been looking at the classes put on by Moonlight's Apothecary and Dynamite Dames for a long time. And we're excited.
There are still spots for the full package, I do believe. We're recording this a couple of days in advance. Yeah. So it might have sold out. So check to be sure if you want to go. There are still full slots available where you will spend all weekend there.
Yes.
And if you do buy the spots, I guess we'll also be there and see you while we're there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But we'll have all that info in the description box. And the full weekend, it's again, food will be provided. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be a longer weekend of ritual.
Yeah.
And learning
practice.
And it's geared towards all of that autumnal divination style.
It's centered around Samhain and all of that ancestral communication.
That's something that we're actually really looking forward to. We'll talk about it more after we after we do it, but everyone probably listening, hopefully everyone knows about our situation with our great-great-grandmother, Mamma Minnie. If you don't, please listen to the first episode. Get through that awful audio quality. But we're wondering if there's not some kind of generational contact that we can do and see what's up.
And this, and it fits beautifully into the series that we've been looking at. Because I remember, you know, even before the first Witchy Bazaar, mm-hmm. I stumbled across Moonlight's Apothecary's classes. And I didn't even know anything about anything yet. And I remember thinking, I am never going to be good enough to for anything like that.
Absolutely.
And this fits beautifully in the series that we're doing. And it's mm-hmm. like, no, this is for everybody, you know. And I can't wait to talk about it, to go and take part in it, and then, you know, and make it, and she, you know, she's made it clear in her courses, this is for the seasoned or the new practitioner.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I thought. I thought, I was like, that kind of stuff is for real witches. Yeah. Like, that's, you have to be real. And, like, I don't think that that's the case. No. You know, I think you could start from day one, and this is a fantastic place to go and learn. So check that out.
Yeah, you can hit up her Instagram. It's at Moonlight's Apothecary. She's been putting up a lot of information and updates about the event there. But yeah, that is Moonlight's Apothecary and Dynamite Dames.
Hell yeah.
Studio.
If you do want to enter, you can send us an email at contests@wbahpodcast.com.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. Checking the email all day. We'll be inside the email.
Refresh.
Refresh.
Refreshing. I mean, I just said refresh.
I thought you said we're fresh.
No. No.
Right now, not at all.
No.
Flop sweat about beans and how to work that in to this beautiful review footage. That worked.
Good. Great laughs. Much fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big if true.
This was sent in by Hell's Bell.
That's cute.
It is cute.
That's cute.
They're smart. Witty and witchy.
Well, I'd say 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. A potion for excellence.
Oh.
I devour the episodes and then go back to listen again to previous episodes if I'm wanting to learn more or recall more information about a certain subject.
Ooh.
If they don't know, they research. Give it a listen. I guarantee you'll be hooked.
I guarantee.
Guarantee.
You don't like the way you look.
Is that Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, it is. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
So, again, if you want to see us this coming up Sunday, you can do so. Info is down in the box, the description box. Mm. We will also have that limited one-time edition just for you, just this one day. Sale, sale, sale. What do they say? You know, like, one day only.
I think you've said it all.
Our t-shirt.
I think you've done it.
Through Pint Services.
Yes.
That we will have.
Printed on demand for you and your body.
Mm. We have an email. What is that email address?
It is wbhpodcast@gmail.com. It's not right. Is that right?
What'd you say?
wbhpodcast@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. We're, like, cooked.
I'm so tired.
We're cooked.
Oh, I just want to go to bed.
Well, when you go to bed, you get up in it, you put the covers over you, you get all cozy, you're about to fall asleep. You feel this icy cold, long, pokey finger running up your back.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets up and gets to your ear, and he sticks it in your ear. It's a little wet.
He gives you a wet Jimmy.
Chilly. Chilly Jimmy. A wet and chilly Jimmy.
Oh, gross.
He whispers. He whispers into your
other ear. Call it a damp Jimmy.
He says, come over to see me on Instagram. It's at Witch Bitch Amateur Hour. That's what he says. Mm. We have a Twitter. We have a Twitter.
We do. It's called Bitch Hour.
It's called Bitch Hour. Come eat with us on Facebook at Witch Amateur Hour.
That's the one. No bitch on Facebook.
Not at all. I feel bad plugging this after this shit show episode, but we have a Patreon if
we
you'd like support.
We do have a Patreon. I get it if y'all don't want to.
That's patreon.com/wbahpodcast.
You can find it all there.
All of it.
All of it.
And where is the antithesis of Jem, that sweet, cute little P.O. box?
It is at P.O. Box 865 Canton, Texas. 75103.
Anticipation, man. Mm. Mm.
Yes.
Hope to see you guys this weekend.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. And and we'll be square.
We won't be square. Oh. Well, we won't be fucking square.
I'll be pretty fucking square.
I'm gonna be way square.
Kick me like a nerd.
I am so square by nature.
I was born a narc. There's 126 types of pine tree.
Wow.
Christmas trees included. Why did I write that?